May it be done to me according to your word. Today I want to reflect on words. We use words a lot. We write them, we speak them, we hear them, we read them. Those squiggly lines and weird sounds that come out of us that then have meaning and change the world around us. Words are very, very powerful. Think about it for a moment. Think of a time someone has insulted you or criticized you or hurt you. That was all words. The words themselves affected us in such a way that was negative, brought us down, made us less of ourselves, make us think less of ourselves, all by the power of those sounds. Think also about some time that someone has complimented you or said something nice about you. In a very similar way, the sounds, the words themselves, made us feel good, elated us, made us feel better about ourselves, all because of what we said. But in the same way, words can cause us to change. Words can give us excitement and energy. It can also make us sad or reflective, all by the power of words. Think of poetry, where we bring sounds and words together to make ideas or to bring out meanings and images, all from the power of words, like the word buzz, an onomatopoeia. From that very word, we think of bees or our phones, even though it's not really a word of itself. Words can also give the power to bring people together or to incite them to something. Think of it this way. Hitler was able to bring Germany together and to fight, bring them against the Jews and the rest of the world, all by the power of speaking, power of words. In a similar vein, Winston Churchill did the same thing with England and the rest of the Western world. By the power of his speech and the way he presented his words, he brought them all together to fight against Germany in the Great World War. All words. In a similar vein, if you picked up a great story like a sci-fi novel or some good novel of itself, by reading the words and cultivating those ideas in your mind, we can go off to faraway lands or to think of things we've never thought about before, all because of words. Words transform us. Words change us. Words have the power to tell us who we are. If we go back 20 years ago, words actually were an extension of who we are. For instance, if I gave my word, I promised you something, that meant I was going to do it, and I was held to my word, not just a signature, not just an idea, but it was something of who I am. I promised you this, it will be done. As we reflect further on words, we need to take a theological turn. We need to recognize the power of words in the relation of who God is. Think of it this way. In the very beginning, beginning of the Bible, beginning of the word world, God spoke and things happened. He spoke and there was light. He spoke and it was separated. He spoke and the world came to be, all by the power of speaking. When we get to Abraham, he promised him something. Now who's going to hold God accountable to his word? So he called heaven and earth and said, "These now witness to my truth, to the truth of my words, so that you may know that my words are true." And from there, he established the great salvation history, the covenant which the whole world was enacted upon by the power of his word, the truth of him speaking. When we turn our attention to the Gospels, we hear Jesus, that in these massive events where he healed people, he spoke to them. He said, "Rise and walk," and the guy got up and walked. He said, "Be cleansed," and the guy was clean. He said, "Be forgiven," and the sins were forgiven. And this is where I want to challenge you. What was it about these miracles that surprised the people? What was it that so made them remember these events? I'll give you a hint. It wasn't the healing. It was his word. Time and again, in each of the different accounts of the miracles, they always said, what was it about his word? His words have authority. His words have power. He wasn't some healer guy who went and put a salve on the people and then, look, they're healed. Or he wasn't someone who came up with this great medicine and said, take this for 6 weeks and come back to me. No, he spoke and it happened. That was the power of Jesus' word. The same thing happens today in our first reading. A little subtlety I'm sure you didn't notice because we hear it so often. As Nathan the prophet was speaking to Daniel, David, he said, "Thus says the Lord." The Lord still speaks. He speaks to each and every one of us. He uses words. He uses language. He conveys his meaning to each and every one of us in various ways so that we may hear his voice. We don't just say, yep, there's a God out there somewhere and this is what we ought to do. No, he wants a relationship. He wants us to know that he's speaking to us, which leads to two different spiritual elements, commands and obedience. God gives commands. As the parable tells, or the event tells us in the gospel, the guy who believed in Jesus' word said, I give a command to one guy and he does it. I give a command to another and it's done. By the power of his word, things happen. Same thing works for us. By the power of God's word, we have the choice to obey, to listen, to hear the word and do something. Well, this is our challenge for today as well, to reflect on the power of words, and more importantly, the power of words in what we believe. Do we believe that when Jesus speaks, it is true? A good example comes from our Mass. Here in the Mass, we reiterate the same words of Jesus. This is my body. If his words aren't true, then we don't have to believe it's his body. But if, like the rest of the miracles, he can say, this is my body, it is his body. If he can say, this is my blood, this is his blood, because his words are true. His words affect what they mean. The same thing works here. It's not just me doing this cool little skit up here for all of you. We're representing the same thing that Jesus did so that we may know the power of his word. He can even make it through other people to happen the same way it happened 2,000 years ago. This is my body, this is my blood. In the same vein as we hear his words through Scripture, do we believe them? Do we understand the power of his words? Do we believe that those events actually happened? Do we believe that God can speak to us? Do we believe that we can hear his voice? This is the power of what we need to reflect on today. God is speaking. He wants us to hear his voice. He wants us to know the truth of what he says. So we are challenged with that same idea. Do we believe in God's word?